At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
People like me, Paddy, from the outside looking in, like I'd have learned way more off watching the likes of Bernard Brogan than I'd have learned off Jeremy Connolly and David Clifford, because them boys are freak shows.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetZetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetZetGo.ie.
What is going on here?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of Team Off The Ball up against each other in a no-holds-barred quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome today's contestants. Our first contestant today is backing Aymeric Laporte, Declan Rice and Jack Grealish at this summer's Euros, because as the people of Meath Hill know all too well, certain boundaries just do not exist. This man has always dreamed of playing Club GAA in Clare since he was a little boy, and his latest transfer has made those dreams come through. Give it up for the artist formerly known as the Meath Hill Billy, Tommy Rooney.
So 18 months into lockdown, and you know,
he can't take himself off mute.
Can't unmute himself.
It's look at that. Are you there now, Tommy?
That's embarrassing.
Wearing the
I was saying that's nonsense. There'd be no transfer.
Wearing the club colours as well this morning.
Yep.
There you go. That is
first game back during the week. Nice win to get us started. So yeah, that's it.
That is a come and get me plea to Meath Hill once again. Our next contestant today is backing England in this year's tournament because, as a Cork man, the art of puffing one's chest out only to fall flat in your face is something that can only be applauded. Making his crappy quiz debut and ready to dish out some rebel hell, it is Colm Buhig.
Thanks, lads. Honoured. Am I playing the belligerent Nathan Murphy / Ger Gilroy role?
Yes.
You're playing the you're under an awful lot of pressure role this morning, Colm, on your debut, and I presume, although having no insight into what the questions are going to be, I presume there'll be a lot of international football in there, and specialist one of your specialist topics, obviously. So,
no, I'm international football wouldn't be very strong in it now. I actually can't see anyone, so it's very off-putting. You know.
Yeah, the excuse is in already. That's fine. Yeah.
Colm has been begging to be invited onto the quiz, even though it's usually invite only. But I've made an exception because the begging was just so ferocious and so annoying.
He's been doing a lot on around the place of like, oh, I see Shane Hannan was on the quiz there this morning.
Yeah. What's his credentials?
Well,
it's great to have you, Colm. You're very welcome. You're in the middle seat today. Our last contestant today is backing France in this year's tournament because he is a man of sophistication and a fluent French speaker. Instead of saying croissant, he says croissant. And instead of saying sorry, he says pardon. Give it up for Adrien Gouet-Tomper, Barry.
Did you have to Google that?
No.
Good work.
Thank you.
Back in England, actually, but, you know, whatever.
You're back. Ah, okay, yeah. This is the traitor Adrien Barry we're speaking about today.
Such a lovely jersey that I'm right behind now as well. That if they could play all their games and that on, I'd switch allegiances straight away.
As ever, the format is the classic crappy quiz with a series of questions on the Euros today. It is a Euros special today, I can confirm. Then it is on to the slip and slide of trivia, which is the rapid fire round. You can podcast the crappy quiz on otbsports.com or on the OTB Sports app. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to click the thumbs up, even if we contribute nothing but misery to your day. Please send any questions you have via postcard to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. We are now once again accepting your postcards. Round one.
I haven't been back on since, you know, that time when you screwed up the rapid fire round and Adrien walked through with the win.
Well, we haven't had a quiz since then, Tommy. I am the defending champion, as you rightly point out. Well done.
It was on a 1 week ban last week for crimes against humanity the previous week.
Did you ban yourself?
Did I what?
Did you ban yourself?
Owen, I was with you there. I was wondering what's happened.
I was exiled last week after screwing up last week. I apologise to everybody as well.
Wow.
It's been tough, but we'll try and redeem the entire thing this week and get back to our lofty heights of respect. Question one is for you, Tommy. Which player holds the record for the most goals scored at a single European Championships?
Damn it. Gerard Muller.
It's not Gerard Muller. Anyone?
Wayne Rooney.
Michel Platini.
It is Platini. He scored 9 in 1984.
Do I get that?
Specialist topic.
You don't. You're clearly a rookie. There is no crossover. No crossover. It says Nathan on my script here. Colm, can you name someone not called Platini who has scored a hat-trick at a European Championships? Oh. So usually what Nathan does is gives all the information available in every crevice of his brain. So if you could do that, Colm, it would be much appreciated.
Just be yourself, Colm.
Also, that it's not an endless clock here. So whenever
I watch you most weeks, it takes about 5 minutes.
He's been lying in the long grass.
I'm giving himself away now as well. By the way,
I have an obvious answer. I just don't think he has. I just don't think he's scored a hat-trick.
Go with whatever's in. Go with your gut, Colm.
I'll go with Ronaldo.
It's not Ronaldo. There is a number of different options here. You could have gone David Villa, 2008 versus Russia, Patrick Kluivert, 2000 versus Yugoslavia, Sergio Conceição, 2000 versus Germany, Marco van Basten scored a hat-trick against England in Euro 88, Dieter Müller and Klaus Allofs back in the day for Germany were also hat-trick scorers at the competition. So, nil all so far. Adrian, you can take the lead here. Which player has played the most games ever at the Euros?
Who's in contention, Adrian?
Well, I cycled through my sort of bank of players who I think have played international football for years. Who's played the most game at the Euros? And is there only one answer, or is it a bit like Cullum's where you could take a pick of about 20?
There's only one answer.
Right. So it's a bit harder, obviously, in that regard. Tommy's question. What?
You know this. You mentioned his name to me earlier this week.
Oh, it's Colm giving you 3 points away.
Jojo, don't be trigger happy this morning either.
I mentioned him or I mentioned it?
We were chatting away and you mentioned him.
Oh, come on. Come on, Colm, don't be doing that.
That's a joke, Colm.
Oh, he should remember.
Adrian, I'm going to need to push you for an answer.
Well, I'm now trying to think about a conversation I had with Colm earlier in the week rather than the answer to the question.
Is it Novak Djokovic? Come on.
I'm going to go with Zinedine Zidane.
It's not Zinedine Zidane. Colm, who is it?
Is it Bastian Schweinsteiger?
No, it's not. It's not Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Why were you chatting about Bastian?
I have no recollection, Tommy. To be honest, I think he's made that up.
It is Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh. Very obvious one, given how young he was at his first.
Very good round, poor performance.
Round two is the Euros opening night round. In this round, I'll give you the year of a European Championships, and all you've got to do is tell me who played in the opening fixture of that year's tournament. A bonus point is on offer if you can give me the correct scoreline, Tommy. Who kicked off Euro 2004?
Greece, Portugal, Rwanda.
What did you say? What was the scoreline? I literally couldn't hear you because
Hold on. Do I get a point for the teams, but a bonus point for the score?
Yeah, you've got Greece, Portugal correct. You got your point. What did you say afterwards? I just couldn't hear you.
One
what?
Come on, Tommy, get on with it.
1-1.
Can I just say, before you finish, can we throw the bonus point open to the rest of the group?
No.
That should be a legit thing.
Come on. No. I got that
2-1 to Greece.
It was 2-1 to Greece, yeah.
But so give me the bonus point.
No.
Come on.
No. You can't just...
That's literally the only one. The only. That's literally the only... Go on.
There was always a fuss kicked up when Adrian knows something. Tommy, you've got a point there. Colm, Euro 2012, who kicked off Euro 2012?
That's very recent now.
Only 9 years ago. It's 9 years ago.
11 years ago, Tommy.
9 years.
I know.
I don't know, like Poland against Italy.
No, it's not Poland against Italy. Does anyone remember who Poland played the opening day? It was Greece. They played Greece, were also in the opening night, and it was 1-1 was the full-time score in that one. Adrian, who opened Euro 2016, a tournament you were at?
France and...
Halfway there.
It's fair play.
Like, I'm feeling it was like Croatia.
It was not Croatia.
Damn it.
Anyone remember?
Haven't a clue.
Anyone remember this game?
No. Oh, was it France? Was it a big team? Was it France?
No, it was Romania. France-Romania kick-started Euro 2016. I've got no recollection of the opponent, but I remember Dimitri Payet scoring. But obviously, I would remember considering I was looking at it last night. Round three is the anthems of Euro 2020 and 2021 rounds. In this round, I'm going to play the national anthem of a team playing at Euro 2020, and all you've got to do is give me the correct answer from a possible three. So, Tommy, is this anthem Slovakia's, Ukraine's, or North Macedonia? So it's Slovakia, Ukraine, or North Macedonia. What are you thinking, Tommy?
You know that, Tommy.
Thinking it's a proud nation.
Come on, come on. Don't be fishing around for answers. Just give us your answer.
My instinct is telling me.
Don't worry about your instinct. Just give us an answer. It's like a one from three. You haven't a clue. Nobody does. Come on.
Ukraine.
Is he correct, Jojo? Correct. Ukraine.
Thank you.
Tommy and his anthems. He goes 2-0 up.
Proud nation. Is there a nation that isn't proud?
Cullum, is this anthem Turkey's, North Macedonia's, or Hungary's?
We're going to get copyrighted for this, aren't we?
That sounds Hungary-ish. I say Hungary.
Hungary, it's not Hungary. No, Turkey was the correct answer for that one. And then Adrian, is this anthem...
North Macedonia.
The anthem of the Netherlands, Sweden, or Portugal?
Ah, that's much more...
Lash it up there, shush.
Okay, so Netherlands, Sweden, or Portugal? Give us an answer, Adrian, please.
It's either Netherlands or Sweden. Pretty sure.
Come on, Adrian.
No, I'm reversing out of pretty sure. I think it might be Sweden.
Sweden? It's not correct. Netherlands. That was a Netherlands anthem. Tommy Rooney, things are looking good for you. You're on 2 points, Cullum. You're on nothing, Adrian. You're on nothing as we enter round four. Do you have a pen and paper ready, Cullum, by the way, just as a newbie?
I do.
You do. Good stuff. He knows what he's doing. Round four is a fun-free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. I'm going to state that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. I'm also going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of goals scored by the Republic of Ireland at the European Championships.
In total.
Plus the number of Manchester City players in the Portugal squad for this tournament. Plus the number of countries that will host games in this year's Euros. Plus the number of goals Antoine Griezmann scored while winning the Golden Boot at Euro 2016. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. So the number of goals Ireland have scored ever at the Euros, plus the number of Man City players who are in the Portugal squad this summer, plus the number of countries that are going to host games at this year's Euros, and then how many goals did Antoine Griezmann score at Euro 2016? He was the Golden Boot winner. Okay, pens down. Tommy, what have you got?
17.
Cullum?
24.
Adrian?
22.
22. Colin Buick back in the game. The answer is 26. Yes. So you get 2 points, Adrian. You get 1 point, Tommy. You get nothing. So this is because you were the furthest away from
way
this.
Away with 17. That was blatantly obvious. So what sort of, I'd be interested in your answers here.
Okay, so the number of goals scored by Ireland at the European Championships is six.
Five.
Man City have three players in the Portugal squad.
Yeah,
three. Oh, way over.
Diaz, Cancelo, Bernardo Silva.
Four goals.
What?
Griezmann scored four goals, right?
No, he scored six goals at Euro 2016. And there are 11 host countries at this year's Euros. So that brings your total to 26.
Colin, were you anywhere near any of those answers, by the way? It sounds like you weren't.
I got...
it's one of the flaws of that
12. There's 12 cities, I thought.
No, there's 11.
Doesn't make any difference to the outcome of it.
I thought there was 12. To answer your question, Adrian, no. I wasn't... I didn't get any of them individually right.
Flaw
it doesn't matter.
Around.
Back in the game.
Well, the scores at the moment are Tommy 2, Cullum 2, Adrian 2. We tossed a coin before coming on air. What?
I think it's Cullum 2, Tommy 1, Adrian 1.
Sorry, it's Cullum 2, Tommy 2, Adrian 1. That's
how is Tommy 2?
Because he got two questions correct in this quiz. Oh,
that's bullshit.
Okay. Anyway, we're tossing a coin between Tommy and Cullum, and the result is that Cullum wins. So, Cullum, you get to go first. We're on to the final. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Luis Enriquez from the Enrique Iglesias's. It's the no theme in particular, ridiculously easy rapid fire round. The score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round. 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. You know the drill. So we're going to start with Cullum, then on to Tommy, then on to Adrian. And if you get a question correct, I'll keep asking you questions until you get one wrong. And once you get one wrong, it also means a deduction of 1 point. So, Colin Buhig, are you ready?
Yep.
Your 40 seconds starts now. Who will become Germany manager after the Euros?
Hansi Flick.
Correct. Name the losers of the final at Euro 2012.
Italy.
Correct. Alexander Isak will line out for what country at this year's Euros?
Ukraine.
No, Sweden. Who is the Ukraine manager, Tommy?
Shevchenko.
Correct. Who hosted Euro 2008?
Austria.
Correct. Name any player in Italy's Euro squad that currently plays for a Premier League team.
Jorginho.
Correct. Well, who was the England manager before Gareth Southgate?
Royal Hodgson.
No, Sam Allardyce. Who knocked Iceland out of Euro 2016, Adrian?
England.
No, France. Which member of the England squad... I've started so I've finished. This is to tie it, Cullum. Which member of the England squad is the only one that plays for a La Liga team? Quickly. Rapid fire.
Kieran Trippier.
Three,
correct.
Two.
I got it.
Oof. Got a tie break. So just to confirm what happened there, Cullum ended up getting 2 points... And Tommy ended up getting 2 points after deductions were calculated.
So we're all into a tiebreak now. Jeez, lads, this is tight.
Okay, so, Cullum, do you want to go first or second in the tiebreak question?
Who am I against?
Why does Tommy go first or second? You flipped the coin beforehand and he got to go first.
I'll go first.
He'll go first, okay.
Yeah.
Rookie.
Cullum, how many Ireland caps does Dean Kiely have?
Is there margin for error here?
No, but
yeah, whoever has the smallest margin for error wins.
Eight.
Tommy, what do you think?
This is what happened last week. I was going to say the exact number that Adrian picked and I went lower.
Well, I got it spot on, Tommy. So
I think I've shot up. I think I've gone too far.
Tommy.
How do you play,
Adrian? Kylie.
Tommy, I'm going to need to push you for an answer here.
Yeah, come on.
I'm going to say higher.
You're going to say higher. Dean Kiely has 11 caps. Tommy Rooney is your champ.
He just said higher. That's what? It. He didn't.
Well, sure, you can say whatever you say.
Why?
All you have to do is go higher or lower.
Of course.
Like you can just say nine and then he's closer to you. Like, so we just take out the middleman here, cut the nonsense. So saying higher, we see what he's saying.
That's a really
you decided to go first, Cullum, so it's on you. You knew you had to bring a pen and paper to the quiz today. You did not know that you always go second when given the option to do so. But Tommy Rooney, a good champ, you know, you should have won it 2 weeks ago and sportsmanship.
No, how should he have won it 2 weeks ago?
Sportsmanship gave you the higher moral ground as I screwed everything up.
Just
so
because
well done,
he was
Tommy.
A good sportsman doesn't mean he should have won it 2 weeks ago.
Tommy Rooney, what do you want to say?
Bit of advice, Colin. Success leaves clues.
Success leaves clues. It's true. Congratulations, Tommy Rooney. We'll be back next week with probably another Euro 2020 special. Who knows how the next 7 days are going to go. Thank you to Adrian. Thank you to Cullum. Congratulations to Tommy Rooney. This has been the Crappy Quiz. See you next time.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetZetGo. Car insurance is boring, but saving money bounces it into brilliance. Enter promo code SPORT and save €40 off your car insurance with GetZetGo.ie.